This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And joining us this morning, we have Julie Spencer from Rionda House as our guest on the Senior Moments program. Julie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for being on. And tell us first a little bit about yourself. How long have you been associated with Rionda House? What's your background? Where'd you grow up? That kind of stuff.
Sure. I've been the executive director at Rionda House for, 11 years now. It'll be 12 in October. Rionda House opened in May of 2008, and I started in October of that year. So I've had the good fortune to be on the team for quite some time and watch it grow, and just so proud of what we've all been able to do with the community support. So, where I grew up, I'm from the Bay Area and lived down in Santa Barbara for a long time, and then I moved back to this area to be close to my family. That was about 15 years ago. So, yeah. And now I'm living in sunny Calistoga and
Lovely.
Working remotely on the Rionda House team from my home office.
Very good. So tell us in a nutshell, what is the mission and purpose of Rionda House?
Right. Our mission is to connect older adults with learning opportunities to help stimulate minds, get bodies moving, and connect folks with resources that makes their life easier as they go through the aging process, as we all do. So Rionda House offers a very robust calendar of activities throughout the week. We have about 29 different activities typically on our calendar. We offer programs in St. Helena as well as Calistoga. And they are Monday through Friday for the most part. We do have some occasional things on the weekends, but most of the time it's Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an array. If anybody's had a chance to look at our website, you can see, you typically get to see what we're offering on our calendar. Things are a little different these days.
Yeah, right. You're not alone.
Yes.
So Rionda House is not a government agency. You're a nonprofit. Where does your funding come from?
That's a good question, Barry. It's interesting. About two-thirds of the senior centers in the United States are connected 100% with their cities and funded by their cities through the rec department for the most part. Rionda House is different. It's called Rionda House because Jean Rionda donated her home that was right in St. Helena. She worked out of it for 25 years. And when she before she passed, she knew there needed to be a senior center. So what she did is gave it to a group of individuals and said, go forth and make this a senior center. And so ever since, we've been needing to do fundraising through grants and fundraising activities and getting support through private donations. So that's how Rionda House exists. Year after year, we need to raise 100% of the funds needed to make what we do possible. And I totally admire the cities, both in St. Helena and Calistoga. They are providing grant funds, so we're very grateful for that. But it's funders like the Napa Valley Vintners and community foundations, Gasser Foundation, some other private foundations that are Adventist Health. They provide wonderful support through grants.
Mm-hmm. How many folks benefit from what you do there at Rionda House?
Yeah, it's about over 1,000 people annually. So what we see on a daily basis, we might see anywhere from 50 to 200 people walk through our doors or come to the classes that are in Calistoga. But overall, our numbers are about 1,000 people.
Okay.
And,
So let's talk about this current situation we're all living in. I don't think it matters much how old you are in regard to personality types. I heard, at the beginning of this shelter in place thing, my various introverted friends said, stay at home. Yeah, I can do that. I like to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Got that.
So that kind of cuts across age categories, and yet older people in general can tend to be more isolated in normal times. And now this comes along. What are you seeing among your client population there? What are the issues and concerns?
Yeah, and thanks for asking, Barry. You're right on, you know, you're right, older folks, and the joke at Rianda House is we don't card at the door, so it doesn't really matter what age anybody is. But the older folks, most are at a place of being retired, have already kind of changed from a very busy social life and robust working life. So they've kind of got their groove on, if you will, about having a more quiet life day by day by day. And yet there's connectedness through family and friends, and the internet helps people get connected too. So, but what we're seeing, we're checking in. We've got a call team through our new program we just launched called Rianda House Cares. And we're calling on the average anywhere from 250 to 400 people a week. And folks are doing okay. We're very grateful for our community, the Up Valley community, for jumping in and making like the folks at Sunshine and also at CalMart, which are local grocery stores, have made it possible for deliveries to be made. So food is, you know, it's always a bit of a challenge to get things if you can't get out, but now they've made that easier, and there's volunteers helping people get food to their homes. The pharmacies are also doing that, so those sort of basic needs are being, I think, for the most part, met. We are noticing, and the restaurants, they're stepping up as best as they can. Our hearts go out to them, how difficult this is for everybody concerned. But everybody's being a little enterprising about how to keep business going. And I think for me, the challenge for perhaps an older adult that isn't connected with technology, say the internet, and can't pop on the computer and see who's doing what, I think that's where it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, I honestly find it hard to imagine coping well without the internet, without, whatever television provider you have, without the apps, the Netflix and Amazon Prime and everything else, because that's what I'm used to, I guess.
Right.
But maybe people who aren't used to having that level of access don't miss it as much. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on there, Barry. It's the good old fashioned pick up the phone and call somebody. We've checked in with the faith organizations, and they have a call system. I mentioned the Rianda House Cares call system. I know Molly's Angels is calling folks. The folks at Calabria Care are calling. You know, so it's, and the neighbors are calling neighbors. You know, maybe they're texting if you've got that tech savvy thing, or they're emailing, but back to the good old fashioned pick up the phone. Or I've also seen folks leaving notes, cards out at somebody's front door. It's getting back to the old school way of reaching out. I think so. That's more alive and well than it has been in a long time.
Yeah. An actual human voice on the other end of the phone line. Not a bad thing.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
So what could be done better if you had more resources or access or people? Is there any missing need that you want to fill?
That's a good question. Like if we were to do a do-over, is that what you're saying?
That's one way to look at it, or going forward in the next few months?
Right. I think what we're trying to do is learn ways to connect folks on an activity level. And I think the basic needs are at this point being met. So we're out there trying to connect folks via paper copies, drop things in people's mailboxes at the different residential facilities, and be innovative about how to keep a community of individuals together through activities. So we're working on that. We've got 14 classes still going at Rianda House, and it's through a series of telecalls, Zoom meetings, emailing, phone calls. So you ask, what could we do differently? And what I'd love to be able to do, and we're working on, is to bring a level of technology to the homes of folks who don't have it. And it's not just putting that tool in somebody's home, it's helping them understand how to use it and the beauty of what a Zoom meeting is. So you get to see the faces of folks that are your friends or your family, your classmates, that sort of thing. I think that would be a bonus as we move forward, to be able to do some more instructions that way. So we're trying that, but it's just kind of a slow process to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do any of the people that you serve come up with ideas or questions about things that they want or need?
Yes. Right now, the face coverings are something that more and more folks are looking for. Mm-hmm. And we've got an enterprising group of seamstresses and quilters that are sewing away. And there's also quite a large operation, let's see, that is through an organization. Anyway, they're trying to, I'll get the name of that in just a moment, because it's likely the governor might say that face coverings are something that we need to be wearing anytime we go out, being able to get folks one of those at no cost. That's what we're working on right now. So anybody could call Rhianda House if they have a need. That number is 963-8555, extension 101. And, you know, even getting an emergency roll of toilet paper to folks. The meals, I wanted to do a big plug for the Meals on Wheels folks. Mm-hmm. In terms of the food, they're able to deliver a meal to anybody 60 and older at this point, and they do it 3 times a week. So, you know, we talk about that sense of isolation. 3 times a week, someone can stop by someone's home and just drop off a meal and say hello. And that's a nice warm connection. And it could be that through that system, we need to work with the Meals on Wheels folks. But maybe there could be some more delivery of goods, like a face mask or a face covering at that time. So we're kind of working on different ways to get people different products, yeah, what they need. Yeah.
It's a challenging time for people in social services,
similar,
you know, similar to education. And in fact, you know, most of government is a people business. It's, yes, in-person contact every day. It's relationships with individuals. And mm-hmm. Here you are, you know, at arm's length plus for everybody and working over the phone and Zoom and all that stuff. It's challenging, right?
It is challenging. And yet I have to say, we're kind of taking to it. I have a team of, I'm one of four with the Rhianda House staff, and we meet every day via Zoom. And it really connects us well to be able to see each other's faces and hear stories and be able to share things. So that technology has really helped us.
Yeah.
And I've been on a Zoom call with 100 agencies, and I'm on multiple calls throughout the week. It has been the connecting piece that I think we all need at this time. Part of COAD, which is the community organizations active in disaster, mm-hmm. and we're constantly meeting to strengthen the net of support and look for gaps and emerging gaps. And by being able to meet via Zoom, it's really helped us. You get to see who your new team member is and get to know them a little bit, and that strengthens that relationship that in turn strengthens the relationship of the net that we're able to provide folks.
Yeah.
So I think that technology is really helpful. But back to, you know, connecting in these difficult times, the agencies are all popped up with all sorts of new opportunities. Like I'm looking at one from Mentis, and they offer a free mental health support line. So if anybody's kind of feeling blue or just really needs to, you're just concerned about their mental wellness, they can always call 299-1885. And they also have it in Espanol, and that is 299-1884. And sorry, my Spanish isn't good enough to have read that off in Spanish.
Well, you and me both.
Yeah. So there's that. The Meals on Wheels folks are doing those home deliveries. I think people are just getting innovative about ways to reach out.
Yeah, you got to adapt and overcome, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing about older adults, I have to say. We've been on this planet for a long time. So learning to adapt is something that we've had to do in the past for other reasons. So I think our adaptive skills are just being called on right now. Mm-hmm. But we're not. I think the important thing is to remind folks you're not alone. It's you're as close as picking up the phone. And again, you can just call Rianda House. And I'll say it again, 963-8555, extension 101. And we can connect you with many different resources that can get you exactly what you need.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, there are some benefits to getting older. And I think having some life experience, a little bit of wisdom and perspective mm-hmm. is one of those benefits. And I look very differently now back at my mother, who would always say in her way, this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a young person, I would say, but no, but it's so bad now and I need and I want. And, you know, you learn over time that you can ride out a lot of things. You can get through a lot of difficult times, and the good times offset the bad times eventually. So, yeah, it's the wisdom of aging, right?
I think you're right on. That's very well said. Right. I also think the pace in which people are used to living mm-hmm. as an older individual is it's in rhythm, if you will, with what we're going through right now.
Good point.
Whereas folks that are just more used to the rhythm of the internet and the constant emails and the texts and all that sort of thing, just to kind of sit and be quiet is it's a more of an adjustment for somebody with that sort of sense of rhythm compared to somebody who has a more kind of in tune to a natural rhythm without all those constant connections that are happening every moment.
Yeah. So good
I think.
Point.
Yeah.
Well said, and that's a good spot to wrap up our senior moments for this week with Julie Spencer from Rianda House. Again, the number 963-8555, extension 101, and the other number was mentioned from 299-1885. That was the Mentis number, correct?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, 299-1885. You bet. Thank you for being on the show. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap on Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.